SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's prime minister is included in a group of people for which arrest warrants may be issued.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in connection with their actions during the seven-month war between Israel and Hamas. Karim Khan adds he believes Netanyahu, his defense minister, and three Hamas leaders are responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A caretaker president has been named in Iran following a helicopter crash. It killed the country's hardline president, along with the Iranian foreign minister and several other high-ranking officials.
Iran's president, Ebrahim Raisi, has died in a helicopter crash on return from a visit to a province on the Azerbaijan border. He was 63 years old. Heard here, Raisi was inaugurating a dam in his last few moments before he left in a helicopter, which ultimately crashed.
And that's correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump's New York trial is winding down, with Mr. Trump's former attorney to testify again today.
Today, Michael Cohen back on the stand, putting the landmark case on track for jury deliberations that will determine whether it ends in a mistrial, an acquittal, or the first ever felony conviction of a former American president. It's still unclear whether Trump will take the stand in his own defense. Out of the courtroom, he's continually said he's not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
Wall Street moving deeper into record territory this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 49 points, above 40,000 now. The S&P, 115 points higher. SRN News. A Salvation Army official calls out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A measure to repeal a now-defunct Nebraska law that would use public money to fund religious school tuition has been pulled from the November ballot. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Even says that because another law passed this year repealed the tuition statute, the ballot measure is moot. The repealed law would have allowed businesses as well as individuals to donate part of their state income tax to private school tuition scholarships. This is SRN News. A horrific crash at a railroad crossing in western New York State in a suburb of Buffalo.
A community is mourning the deaths of three people in a pickup truck, including a child killed when the vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train. Authorities say a six-year-old boy is among the three people killed in the accident Friday in the small town of North Tonawanda, New York. The other victims were a man and woman in their late 60s. Authorities say the train was on its way from New York City, heading to Niagara Falls when the accident occurred, and that no one on the train was injured. Local media is reporting the pickup truck became trapped between crossing gates when the Amtrak train came through. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Crews this morning refloated the massive container ship that caused the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge back in March. More details at SRNnews.com.